This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, two athletes from Northern Michigan took their shot at Olympic medals yesterday. We go live to Italy and talk with a journalist who is following the games. But first, a battle against an invasive pest. When you grow cherries or other fruit here in Northern Michigan, you are up against a number of obstacles. We have fickle weather and a changing climate, and the marketplace can be unpredictable. And of course, there are invasive insects that can lay waste to your crop. And it is that last one that is on the radar of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. The Michigan Democrat is reintroducing a bipartisan bill to provide new money to deal with an old pest. Here's IPR environment reporter Ellie Katz.
An invasive fruit fly called the spotted wing Drosophila first arrived in northern Michigan 15 years ago. Since then, cherries have gone from being a relatively hands-off fruit to grow to requiring much more labor and insecticides. Senator Peters' bill, called the Spotted Wing Abatement Trust Act, or the SWAT Act for short, would set aside annual money for researching the invasive fly. Emily Mizio is a fruit grower with the Cherry Marketing Institute.
Research that's done is not, unfortunately, done in just one sitting. It usually takes years and years of trial and error to come up with the best way.
Researchers in northern Michigan have tried a number of solutions that haven't worked. They say having a dedicated research fund may help them discover other possible fixes. The SWAT Act was first introduced in 2022. This is the second time it's being reintroduced.
Ellie Katz with that story. Experts say time is of the essence to deal with the spotted wing Drosophila. Nikki Rothwell is one of those experts, a researcher in Traverse City from Michigan State University, who says research dollars are needed to figure out other solutions before the flies develop resistance to insecticide.
We haven't documented resistance yet here in Michigan, but it has been documented in the West. So if we don't have materials like insecticides to control this, you know, what are other options? And so I think probably that's on the back of a lot of people's minds.
If passed, that bill would put $6.5 million towards spotted wing Drosophila research over the next 5 years. Northern Michigan has produced not one, but two Olympic aerial skiers. If you're not familiar, this is an event where skiers fly down a steep slope. They launch themselves off a near vertical ramp, or kicker, as they call it, and then they go flying through the air. We're talking like five stories high sometimes, spinning and flipping and twirling around before coming down for what is hopefully a smooth landing. And last night, Kayla Kuhn from Boyne City and Winter Vanecki from Gaylord took their shot at Olympic gold. Joining us from the games in Italy is Ed Kleiman, a freelance journalist who's covering this for the Boyne Citizen, among many others. Welcome to the Up North Lowdown, Ed.
Great to be with you, Ed.
Okay, first things first, Kayla Kuhn, Winter Vanecki, how did they do?
Mm-hmm. Well, they both made what is called the super final. You start off with 25 competitors. Mm-hmm. They break it down after a couple of jumps to the top 12. And then from there, a couple more jumps to get down to the super final of six, where each gets one jump to go for gold, silver, and bronze. So the good news is that they both made it to the super final. That is tough to do. The bad news is they finished fifth and sixth. Things didn't go quite as well as they wanted on their jumps, where they had all the pressure of the world on them after a full day of jumping. It wasn't like it was a disaster or anything. It's just that the gold medal winner, Azu Mantau, a legend in the sport, just nailed an unbelievable jump. Silver and bronze, similarly, they were great jumps. And that was a pretty high bar to clear. Yeah. So I would say all in all, you've got to take your hat off to both of them and say job well done.
Tell us a little bit about Winter Vanecki and Kayla Kuhn, because and folks listening in their hometowns here are going to know. But for those of us who are elsewhere in the region, give us a little bit about each of them.
I mean, with Winter Vanecki, first of all, what a great name for a winter athlete. You can't beat that. What a fascinating, amazing backstory she has. So her father passed away when she was 9 from prostate cancer, and she decided that she was going to dedicate herself at that young age to raising money for research to combat the disease. As part of that, when she was 14 years old, she completed a marathon on every continent on Earth, including Antarctica. And to add to that, she became the first ever mom and daughter combination to pull off that feat. So this is the kind of person that we're talking about at that young age. She decides, you know, she's into a variety of things, and somebody sort of suggests trying this out because she skis some and thought it was sort of fun. And next thing you know, this is what she takes up and gets really, really, really good at it. So that's Winter Wanecki for you. Happens to be studying for law as she's doing this as a world-class athlete at the same time. So you've just got to marvel at, you know, at what she's been able to do with her life so far as a 27-year-old only now.
Wow.
And then you've got Kayla Kuhn, who also has a remarkable backstory. She is more typical for this sport in that she has a gymnastics background, was really, really good at that. Also skied some. And then, you know, people who ski and are good at gymnastics oftentimes get targeted in this sport. And she was, and at 13 gave it a shot and was clearly identified as having serious talent. So she went from age 13 to just 2 years later, she's basically in the world championships. And she did her first Olympics at 17. She's all of 22 right now. And she came into these Olympic Games as being the only athlete ever to win at the world championships two gold medals when she won the individual last year and the team. Kayla Kuhn is absolutely a superstar in this sport, despite, you know, having a finish that she didn't want, you know, obviously yesterday expecting a medal, because she has really left herself all the way to the top of this sport. But still, she has come a long way very, very quickly.
A lot of incredible hard work to get anywhere near the Olympics. What's next for both or either of them in Italy? Do they have more events coming up?
So there's one more event. I mentioned the team event that Kayla won gold in last year at the World Championships. That's coming up on Saturday. And the way that works, where the United States, by the way, is the defending champion, not only at the World Championships from Beijing 4 years ago, you have three jumpers. As a coaching staff, you can choose two men and one woman, or two women and one man, whatever you want. If they go by what they've typically done, including last year at Worlds, you're going to see one woman with two men. And that is almost always the woman who performs best in the individual, and that would be Kayla. And given that she is the defending champion in this event from the World Championships, I would be absolutely stunned if she's not in there on Saturday with a great chance to win an Olympic medal before she leaves this place. For Winter Wanecki, she'll be sticking around. She'll be continuing to do her law studies as she enjoys some events, and hopefully they can all participate in the closing ceremony before they get on with their real world lives. And that's the other thing I think we need to keep in mind about these athletes. We're not talking about high paid NBA and NFL players here. They are really struggling at times to make ends meet. And so, you know what, I have to say, when they get the spotlight taken off of them after the Olympics go away, if I have one wish for all these athletes, these two top of the list, keep the spotlight on them after they go, when they keep competing, when they're training in the off season.
Yeah.
They deserve a ton of attention and a ton of credit for what they're doing, and I hope continue to do in the future.
Ed Kleiman talking to us from the Winter Olympics in Italy, where he's covering things for the Boyne Citizen and many, many others. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ed.
That's the Up North Lowdown for Thursday, February 19th. Thanks for listening.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.